Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 482. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. I've entitled this one, Call It a Baker's Dozen, 13 Reasons Why People Avoid Going to the Dentist. And I'm sure you can think of more, but we're going to tackle all 13, and then we'll see what you think and see if we can do something to change that. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. So why not consider doing that? That would be very cool. And so, as I said, today's show is A Baker's Dozen. By the way, I actually think a baker's dozen is something that's gone by the wayside. I don't think you get 13 donuts anymore when you buy a dozen. I have, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that might be, I might be showing my age by calling it a baker's dozen. Anyway, okay, so I decided to do this show on this topic because I was reading an article in the ADA News, that just came out. Let me see if I can find the date, the most recent issue. And there's an article, it's a study, it says untreated oral conditions rise to $3.5 billion, okay? Untreated dental conditions. And I'm still looking for the issue. But, okay, so I'll just talk about that. Okay, so this is a report out of London. It says oral health had not improved globally between 1990 and 2015. According to an analysis from King's College London Dental Institute, the study assessed progress toward the Federation Dental International, World Health Organization, and International Association for Dental Research's oral health goals of reducing the level of oral diseases and minimizing their impact by the year 2020. Now, according to this new release, a systematic analysis was authored by Wagner Marsens, PhD, and published in March by the International and American Association for Dental Research. The number of people with untreated oral conditions rose from 2.5 billion in 1990 to 3.5 billion in 2015. That's like the crazy, that's like going the opposite direction of what we would hope. Now, I realize population went up in that time frame, but still, it's that's troubling, all right? So it says, in addition to the study and a perspective article, a companion podcast is available. So if somebody wants to learn a little bit more about this or hear about it, you could go to, it is journals.sagepub.com/home/JDR. Okay? So anyway, so why is that? Why are there, you know, one more billion dental issues in 2015 than 1990? I think it has something to do with the topic of our show today, which is 13 reasons why people avoid going to the dentist. So let's talk about the first one. The first one is cost, all right? A lot of people perceive dentistry as expensive. I personally don't think it is. I know you think that's self-serving, but it's really not in comparison to a lot of other things. Let me tell you a little story. About two and a half years ago now, I had a kidney stone. I'd never had one before, didn't know why I was in pain, went to the emergency room, and that's what it turned out to be. And I was very thankful for all of the care that I received, and much more thankful to be out of pain. And but just for fun, as the bills came in for both the emergency room, for my doctor, for the little procedure that they did on an outpatient basis, to the follow-up care, I got the bills added up to $28,000. And I thought, oh my goodness, for a kidney stone? Well, you know, it would take me doing a whole bunch of your teeth to get up to $28,000. Crowns, root canals, on a whole bunch of teeth. And so I really think that if we put it in perspective, you're going to think, okay, well, you know, oh yeah, root canals is like $1,200, maybe $1,400. But it's not 28,000, guys. It's not, you know, and even the crown that goes on there, it's not $28,000. So anyway, just keep that in mind, all right? So, but then again, you know, I have this feeling that people don't like paying, people hate paying for things that they need. I'm, you know, if you need a root canal, oh my goodness, I don't have that money. How am I going to afford that? You know, just pull it. Well, the reality is if you had, you know, people come in all the time. In fact, it happened just this last week. People come in who want things. They want a smile makeover. They want white teeth. In the case that I was just referring to, I had a woman fly in from Tucson, Arizona to have me do 20 porcelain veneers, 10 on top, 10 on bottom. And she happily wrote a check that was tens of thousands of dollars because it's something she wanted. Now, I guarantee you, if that woman had needed a root canal, had a toothache, had to come in, needed, it would have not been the same. She would not have been smiling when she wrote the you know, $1,300 check, okay? So I would like to dispel the rumor that dentistry is expensive. I'll tell you why some people think it is and why it appears to be in a lot of instances is that dental insurance has not kept up, okay? So dental insurance just hasn't kept up. They haven't raised what they pay per year per person in about 57 years, all right? So, you know, keep that in mind and think about a lot of the different things that you buy every day, pay for every day, whether it's a movie ticket or whatever it is, it's your rent. Those prices have gone up in the last 57 years, and yet the dental insurance coverage has not. Okay, so if we can just, you know, if I can just get you to believe for a minute that dentistry isn't expensive, that will be very helpful, especially since we now know that the dental disease, incidence of dental disease is just going crazy. From 1990 to 2015, it went up. Remember what I said? Up from 2.5 billion untreated oral conditions to 3.5 billion. Okay, the other thing about that is a recent survey found that 44% of people were not visiting the dentist because they don't have dental insurance. Now, for several years, I've been mentioning that 40% of the people don't have dental insurance. Apparently, I'm wrong. Now it's 44%. All right. And of course, if you've been listening, in the recent weeks, we've done a lot of shows that had to do with the fact that things that you can do to wind up with all of your teeth for a lifetime and save you money, right? So anyway, just keep in mind that it's not expensive. It is affordable. You can set some money aside every month for your dental care, and you can also kind of lobby your employer or your insurance companies to pay more, and then I think everybody will be much healthier. All right, the next one, so number 2 of 13, is dental anxiety. A lot of people, they're just simply afraid of the dentist. They're just afraid. Don't know why, can't help it. Obviously, there are a number of things that we dentists do to minimize this. I do a lot of things to help people minimize it. We have laughing gas. We have oral sedatives. We have intravenous sedatives. We have televisions to distract you. We have televisions on the ceiling. We have televisions on the side of the chair. So when you're upright, you can still watch the television. I have radio headphones, and people can choose to listen to music. We have a nice picture on the ceiling if you don't want to look at the television. We have blankets. We have special pillows. You know, anything that we can do to make you more comfortable, we try. All right? So give that a thought, too, because it's not like it used to be. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, again, I'm dating myself, but when I was a kid, I would go to the dentist. It was that typical dental office on the second floor, like above the drugstore or something, right? The dentist was smoking. He had the window open. He had his ashtray. I'm serious. He had his ashtray. He would hum. He would sing. No radio. He would hum. You'd have to listen to this dentist hum, and he'd take a puff of his cigarette, you know, set it in the ashtray, and then come back. No gloves. Nobody wore gloves back then. And then he'd be looking in my mouth, and, you know, it was just crazy different, you know. It's not like that anymore, folks. It's much, much better. So number 2 was dental anxiety. All right. Now, number 3, fear of needing dental work. Okay? People have said to me, I don't want you to find anything today, doc. And I'm like, okay, so you want me to give you the one-eye closed exam or the two-eye closed exam? Which one would you like? They go, how about the two-eye and no explorer? And it's like, well, I'm not going to be able to tell you what's going on. Not going to be able to, how did we old folks ever survive, right? I would imagine the same thing was happening in the emergency room or in the operating room. The doctors are probably smoking in there, too. Hope no ashes fell in when they were taking out your appendix. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm regressing. But anyway, the fear of needing dental work. So it's like, yes, people want to have their head in the sand. If, you know, don't tell me that I have problems, so therefore don't find them, and I'll just go about my life and be happy. And, you know, until I lose all my teeth someday. I don't know. I mean, I always say, okay, you know, I have to do a full exam. That's why you're here. And if I find something, you don't necessarily have to have it done today or tomorrow in most instances, but you need to know what you need so that you can plan. Okay? So that's really what it's all about. But number three was fear of needing dental work. So some people just are happy knowing, you know, I guess ignorance is bliss, right? If I'm ignorant to the fact that I have dental decay, I'm happy. But that's not the way it ought to be. That's not the way you should think. And it's not healthy because we talked a lot about, and we do a lot on this show, if you fix a cavity when it's small, it's a small bill. Fix it when it's medium, it's a medium bill. Fix it when it's big, it's a big bill. Okay, who likes big bills better than small bills? Nobody. So you need to kind of get over that fear of needing dental work. Okay. Oh, and let me expand on that a little bit, because there is also this fear of me finding oral cancer. Now that I get, and maybe that's a whole separate category. We're going to call that number four, or well, let's call it 14 because it wasn't on my original list. So, finding out that I have some kind of a tumor. You know, I discovered a tumor in the jawbone of this woman about 2 months ago. She was having some discomfort. We got an X-ray. There's this huge area of darkness, and I said, that does not look good. And she had a bout of something similar when she was a child, not a child, but a young adult. And they treated it back then, but turns out, after sending her to the oral surgeon and on to the oncologist, it is a form of oral cancer, and so she's going to lose a big part of that jawbone. And so I can understand why people wouldn't want to know that, but I guarantee you she'd much rather be alive and breathing than to be missing a few teeth and maybe having to have her jawbone reconstructed. Okay, so, and let's go on to the next one. I know we're almost ready to, oh, by the way, if you want to pre-program into your phone, 614-459-9769, in a few minutes we're going to give you a chance to call in and win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. We call it Dr. Kvitko's Question of the Day. But before we do, let me go to one more of these. And remember, it's now 14 reasons why it's no longer a baker's dozen. It's one more because of that fear of oral cancer thing. Anyway, fear of instruments. Treatment might be painful or frightening, involving scary dental instruments. Okay? So people just get weirded out, I guess, by those instruments that we use. They look, they're pokey and they're pointy and they look scary, and that could be, nobody wants to see that, right, coming at you. If we were coming at you with like a teddy bear, you wouldn't be afraid, but we're not. So, and who knows, maybe that's another one of those little phobias or something that people have unnaturally, can't explain. But anyway, that's number four. Okay, so as I mentioned, we always do a Dr. Kvitko Question of the Day each week. And but before we do, we always need you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's Question of the Day.
All right. And the question of the day is, which of the following are reasons people avoid going to the dentist? Now, of course, we're going to bring you 14 of them. These are the first four. Or there are only four of them on this list. Is it 44% don't have dental insurance? That would be A. B, anxiety. Many people are just afraid. Or C, fear of needing dental work. Or D, fear of scary instruments in their mouth. All right. Or E, all of the above. I bet you know the answer now. Anyway, the winner's going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
And we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. We have Denise, Erica, Donna, and Steve. And during the break, I rolled a dice. It came up number one, and Denise was our first caller. So, hey, Denise, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for listening and for calling in. And what is the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question?
All of the above.
All of the above, yeah. And we're going to cover about 10 more of these, too. But, hey, Denise, what do you do for a living?
I customer service, answer phones.
For who?
Williams-Sonoma.
Williams-Sonoma. Oh, is that that's
yeah.
a person? Okay.
No.
What is that?
Pottery Barn.
Oh, Pottery Barn. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My wife would have known
that's
that.
Okay.
My wife would have known that.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, hey, well, thanks so much for calling in and stay on the line. All right, we'll get the information to send those flowers from DeSantis.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Okay, so now let's go back to our Baker's Dozen of reasons why people avoid going to the dentist. We are up to number five: bad memories. So even the most advanced dental techniques sometimes can't erase bad memories from dental visits of years past. A lot of people fear the dentist because when they were a child, first of all, they were told not to be afraid or it's not going to hurt. And I've mentioned many times, parents, don't say that to your child on their first visit or prior to their first dental visit. Don't say, oh, don't worry, Johnny, it's not going to hurt, because now they think it's going to hurt. Okay, you've kind of set them up for failure. Nobody says that to a child before their first haircut, right? So leave it to the professionals, leave it to us to help your child kind of get acclimated to the surroundings and to being a dental patient, and it goes really, really smooth. It goes much, much better. I allow patients back in the room, parents back in the room, no problem with that. We're not trying to hide anything. In fact, what we do is we just do as much as we can, and we make it as pleasant as we can for kids at the early visits. And if we don't get everything done, we don't get everything done. We don't want to push it. We want them to be comfortable. We want them to be happy, to feel like they got rewarded, that everything was fun. And then you don't have to wait 6 months to try again if you didn't get everything done. Have them back in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They're little. It feels like a lifetime to them. So yeah, bad memories can be is one of the 13 reasons. Okay. And by the way, we have a lot of high-tech stuff now. You know, I have the Soleil laser, which means I can do a filling on you without having to use a needle. The laser itself causes the tooth to become numb, and then I can clean out the decay and fill that tooth, and you don't even have to have a needle. So you might want to start creating some new memories by coming in so you're not one of these, 40% of the people that don't visit the dentist on a regular basis. Okay? Number six. Just too busy, or let me add, or lazy, right? Just too busy or lazy. Because a lot of it is kind of in our head. We think we're too busy when really we're just too lazy to get up off the chair and go. You know, it's like easier to stay home and watch TV, or easier to go golfing, or easier to do whatever, go to a movie, than it is to go to the dentist. And so, you know, there are people that have a lot going on in their lives and they don't want to make the effort. And we are creatures of habit. And if we don't build it into our routine, it becomes one of the things that we have to get around to doing, right? Once you skip a visit or more, it's out of our routine. And so this is why people like me, dental offices, you know, progressive dental offices, we work hard to let people know that it's important. It's not like it used to be. It's going to be almost fun. It's going to be affordable, all of that stuff. So we try to take away the reasons that you might have for not coming in, okay? And guess who benefits the most? You. I'm serious. You. You know what? I have people come in all the time and they'll say, well, hey, you know, I'll tell them they need a root canal and a crown. And they'll say, well, it sounds like you need a new boat payment. It's like, no, my boat's paid for. You need a root canal and a crown. You know, that's the reality, folks. And so I'm not going to want to have the toothache by you not having your root canal and getting your crown so it doesn't break. Okay. So you should never be too busy and you should never be too lazy to come to the dentist to get healthy. Okay. We all know how important it is to be healthy. And we hear all the time on all these different shows, you know, it's quality of life. It's quality of life. I think about it. No matter how old you are right now, if you could feel and function the way you do now, when you're 126, wouldn't you want to live to be 126? The reality is people say, I don't want to live to be old. And the reason, it's like, that's not true. You just don't want to lose your faculties and, you know, have to wear a diaper and that sort of thing. You want to be vital your entire life. Well, you can do that easier if you're able to chew real food with real teeth. It's that simple. All right. It's almost up against the break, but I want to make sure I get these all in. So number 7, fear of getting lectured. Well, I guess I've already taken care of that, haven't I? I'm lecturing you now. So when you come, I won't have to anymore. No, let me just tell you that my mantra is we can't change what has already happened in the past. You can't change it. So we're not going to dwell on it. We're not going to say a word. We're just going to look at your x-rays. We're going to look in your mouth. We're going to figure out what it is that you need. And we're going to move forward, okay? No lectures from me. You just won't get it. Now, if somebody isn't brushing and flossing, if somebody is, I can tell they're doing things they shouldn't do or not doing things they should do, I will say gently, I'll say, hey, John, any chance that you're like drinking too much pop? Or, you know, Joyce, any chance that you aren't flossing in as nice a way as I can? Because again, people don't want to be lectured. And once you turn 18, you don't want to be told what to do. Maybe even sooner. But yeah, don't worry about that. It's not going to happen in my office. If it's happening where you're going, maybe you need to find a different dentist. I don't know. But anyway, it's just something that I understand can make people skittish about going to the dentist. And of course, if I'm trying to make you healthy and happy, I can't be doing anything that's going to make you decide not to come. Okay, so it is time for a break. And I think what we're going to do, let's go ahead and go to a break. It's episode number 482 of The Reasons We Smile, and we will be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. It's episode number 482. We're entitling it The Baker's Dozen of Reasons Why People Avoid Going to the Dentist. We have covered seven of them, so I have to get busy because we only have about 4 minutes left, if that. All right, number eight, people worry that there is a serious problem. Now, I mentioned the whole idea about oral cancer earlier, but that's not what this one is referring to. This one's referring to the fact that you might actually need a root canal, right? Or you might actually have gum disease and need your teeth extracted, or you might need gum surgery. And so that worries people. So it's like, huh, I'm not going to go because I don't want to hear the bad news. Not a good plan. And obviously, avoiding a problem never makes it better, never just heals itself. And by the way, if you hadn't really thought of this, that the dental disease is the only disease in the body that won't heal itself, right? You can get a cold, heals itself. Whack your knee, heals itself. Cut your arm, heals itself. Tooth decay doesn't heal itself. Gum disease doesn't heal itself. Okay, remember that. All right, number nine. You've had a bad experience in the past. Okay, the bad experience thing. Now, that doesn't have to always be when you're a child. That could have been yesterday when you were at the dentist and they were doing something on you, a filling or whatever, and they numbed you and you weren't numb enough and you felt it and they said, oh, it's just in your head or that's just pressure, and they kept working. That really bugs me when I hear these stories, but I still hear them. So there are multiple ways that I can make sure somebody is comfortable, that I make sure you don't feel things when I'm working on you. And there's no reason for me to ever work on somebody that is still feeling discomfort. All right. And if you're going to an office that is doing that, call them on it. And if it still doesn't get better, switch. You know, I'll tell you what, switching is better than letting your teeth rot because you're afraid to go. Would you agree? All right. Number 10, some of you think it's a waste of time. You mistakenly believe that regular exams are a waste of time, when in fact, getting regular exams are one of the most important ways that you can keep yourself healthy. So taking care of yourself is never a waste of time. You know, it's never a waste of time. And I've had people where we've had to say, I won't say argue, but discuss whether it's appropriate for them to have dental x-rays this day. And in fact, I had a discussion with a woman the other day. She's always a challenge for me to get her to say yes to let me take an x-ray. Well, she had just been through an illness. I'm trying to remember what it was. And she had to go in and they did an MRI or they did a CAT scan or something to try to figure out what was wrong with her. I said, wait a minute. A CAT scan's an x-ray. And you let them take that x-ray? She goes, well, yeah. I goes, okay. And you won't let me take one? What's the difference? You know, our x-rays are safer. Less radiation. Okay. I got the 2-minute symbol. So I have to rush through these last ones. So just to summarize it, it's not a waste of time. Okay. Number 11. You don't like the sound you hear. I get that. The sound of the drill, it's not really pleasant. I don't like it either. I don't like the sounds of some of the things that I do. But, hey, there are worse things that you've heard, and I don't like the sound of a really loud motorcycle going by my car. It scares me. But I still drive. Okay, number 12, you hate the smell of the office. And I understand that, too. I was at the office yesterday taking care of an emergency, and it's like, this place smells like a dental office. It really does. Number 12, I'm sorry, that was number 12. And, of course, number 13 is ignorance, all right? Not calling you ignorant. I'm just saying that many people have grown up to believe that certain myths and wives' tales are true. We talked about that. And a good example would be like my gums bleed just a little when I brush, so that's normal. And, of course, that's not normal and et cetera, right? So ignorance or lack of education is not an excuse to not take care of your teeth and gums, all right? All right, I think that's going to kind of cover it. Looks like we are out of time. I really appreciate you joining me and tuning in, and that's awesome, and thank you so much. Remember, you can access all of these episodes on thereasonswesmile.com, and they're complete with video. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko, and go to my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates, okay? Be sure to tune in next week and every other week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.